Hello and welcome to this week's Wikipedia Wanderers, where we're discussing French Puskás awards.
Oh.
A little bit of French Puskás.
Okay.
So, first up, Dave, you're aware of this award?
Yeah, best goal in the calendar year? Or is it a season?
So, set up in 2009 by FIFA at the behest, this is a bit dirty, behest of Sepp Blatter.
Yeah,
Yeah.
tainted, tainted.
So, to be awarded to the male or female judge who scored the most aesthetically significant or most beautiful goal of the calendar year. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So, named after Puskás, what can you tell me about Puskás quickly? Where's he
Really
from?
hungry. He's from
What
Hungary.
foot was he?
Right footed.
He's left.
Oh, he's left
He's
footed. It was a
left. Yeah.
50-50. I mean,
He was.
I got it
Yeah.
wrong.
Just predominantly headed. I'm actually a predominantly header of the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says curl on. And which European club, major European club, did he play for?
Real Madrid. That's where he made his
Yes.
name, right? That's where he's known.
Yeah, in the 50s and 60s, he played for Real Madrid, won three European Cups, ended his career with 514 league goals in 530 games, and 84 goals in 85 games for Hungary, and was runner-up in the 54 World Cup. But the interesting bit, he went on to become a manager. I've only recently become aware of this because new Spurs manager Ange Postecoglou talks about the time that he managed him when he was in South Melbourne, I think.
Hang on, Ange Postecoglou managed
No,
Puskás.
was managed
I was
by
managed by, but
Puskás.
I was going
Yeah,
to be like,
yeah.
that is a weird dynamic. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But we're talking about the awards. So we've got a number of winners previously. Of the winning goals, do you have a favourite?
There's a few in there, so we watched the video together and gave a little bit of a commentary about it. I think, I'm a Hamit Altıntop. I do love. Absolute bluter from a corner where they fling it to the edge of the box and just
Yeah, it
first
doesn't
time
touch the
smash it. Yeah.
ground. Volley from outside the box, yeah.
I would say made famous by Paul Scholes. Obviously, people have been doing it before him and done it since. But that's, in the Premier League era, people know it against Aston Villa mainly. He seemed to do it twice in one game, I think,
Yeah.
or twice in the same season against Aston Villa. That is definitely up there. Hamit Altıntop for his corner gets to. It looks overhit. Because another player from the edge of the box runs towards the ball, and then Hamit Altıntop just runs onto it and absolutely smashes it in the top corner. I think that is probably my favourite. I think it's tough because there are some
And
very good
what
goals.
and you liking that one because of
I think the technique, the timing, the technique to be able to pull it off, and the athleticism to pull it off, because it's a very quickly delivered ball. And he's running onto it, and it's a first time volley where he just smashes it into the near post top corner. It's like it's everything that I think I couldn't, I can't do those. I can do one of those on a football pitch, I think, every time, or maybe two. I can run onto a ball and volley it, but I don't think I've then got the accuracy to put it on target, or I haven't got the athleticism to jump that high and kick the ball at the same time. So it's that sort of amazing ability that I look at and think. Oh my God, that's just unreal to be able to do that. I mean, one of them on the list was Zlatan's long range overhead kick, right, against England for Sweden, his fourth goal in that game, which was again very, very good, but I don't think it's
Yeah,
as
because
pleasing
the award
on the eye.
criteria, yeah, but the award criteria it says here, and it says citation needed on a lot of these, so we'll take this as a pinch of salt. It says it should be beautiful, it should be, should not be the result of luck, mistakes, deflection, 100% deflection. As soon as the ball is deflected, don't care what happens, it's never up for any goal award. Mistakes like that, Joe Hart heading it out. He's outside of his box. Zlatan backtracks, loops it over. That is very much a mistake slash luck.
But it's not a mistake on Zlatan's part for the goal, is
No,
it?
no,
That's the
but
thing.
yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. So there was a very, very good, which it's hard to differentiate it from Hamit Altıntop's effort. If you haven't watched the video on YouTube, wait, go and find it, listeners, because it is they're all wonderful goals. But the overhead or scissor kick overhead kick in, I think we said it was from Hungary. I can't remember where it was from. But it was
Yes,
just
it
inside the
was. Yeah.
box, a low sort of fizzing cross, and he gets his foot up to it and just bicycle kicks it. Keeper gets a hand on it, which ruins it for Josh. We've touched on this before.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like goalkeepers
Yeah. That was
attempting to make saves.
Daniel Zazori, the 2019 winner of Debrecen versus Fenikravos Baros.
Yeah, Fenikravos. Yeah, he's.
Yeah, that's better. That sounds better.
Yeah, he's. It's an amazing strike, absolutely amazing, and it's that. Yeah, that or Hamit Altıntop. They're my two. I'm picking two favourites, and I'm going with those two.
And we agree on our least favourite, 2018 winner Mohamed Salah winning it.
Yeah,
for a decent goal against Everton. In second place, you've got Cristiano Ronaldo, his overhead kick for Real Madrid against Juventus. In unranked, you've got Gareth Bale. So not even in the top three. Gareth Bale's overhead kick against Liverpool. It's like vote percentage. I imagine it's going to public vote at that point. And there's certain nations which fare better in public vote.
Part of me about that Mohamed Salah one is like, do we not? Obviously, it's a Merseyside derby in the snow. It's against Everton in the snow, which adds a little bit of, you know.
In snow, yeah obviously.
Football
yeah.
and snow is a great mix. But was there something else around that game that we don't. Was it a last minute winner? Was it. Just because it was a derby, it got a bit more. Was it just a huge English fan base that voted? Because he muscles someone off the ball, has a nice little bit of footwork, and then curls a ball in using his stronger left foot past the goalkeeper. And I'm like, when you compare that to Cristiano Ronaldo's overhead kick, Gareth Bale's overhead kick in a Champions League final, wasn't it? Gareth Bale's overhead
yep.
kick, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, surely they are better than that goal from Mohamed Salah. So. Yeah, that one disappoints me. That one disappoints me a little bit. I can see Josh is doing some research on the game of Liverpool-Everton.
It's a non-event. It was 1-1 Liverpool-Everton. The goal was scored in... So this is in December 2017.
Oh.
So nothing's on the line. Salah scores, 42nd minute. Guess who gets the equaliser for Everton?
Dominic Calvert-Lewin?
Wayne Rooney. It's Wayne Rooney's back at Everton at that point.
Oh, was this...
This is messing with my head.
Old Wayne Rooney. Just pre
this is old Wayne Rooney. Yeah, this is old Wayne Rooney, pre DC.
Pre DC United. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Okay. I mean, so, there was an uproar, by the way, on social media about this, while we were researching that bit about the game. Absolute disapproval from everyone about how Salah won it. It should have gone to Gareth Bale's goal in the Champions League final, which was one of the best Champions League final goals ever scored. It was like, yeah. Anyway, disapproval all round.
Which I think is completely acceptable. So, Wayman, what makes a good goal? What is your favourite type of goal? And then we'll move on to least favourite type of good goal.
You've caught me out with least favourite type of good goal. That sounds well, like such a bad sentence.
I had to clarify because you can get really rubbish goals, can't you? And you go, that's a rubbish goal. But do you know what? I might retract that bit because part of me loves a goal mouth scramble.
Yeah.
Like when you see it in kind of lower league or sometimes you get it, like it's just pinging around. That just. Because there's so many kind of false dawns. Like, it's not in, it's hit the bar. And it just, you know, it's joyous sometimes. But yeah, you know, your favourite type of goal.
My favourite type of goal is, I love a long range, no, I love an athletic overhead kick. Hands down, favourite type of goal is an overhead kick. Like, but it has, but I mean like a prop, not like a shitty one. I can't think about another way to describe it.
So you're wanting verticality, wanting head... foot overhead, or are you an angle?
I don't mind an angle, but I think it has to be with power.
Yeah, and the connection. Not loopy loop.
No, so like the connection has to be true. It doesn't necessarily have to be off the boot. Like, so,
oh, I know why you've clarified that.
Because Wayne Rooney's goal, right, against Man City is an unbelievable overhead kick. Just because it hit his shin, it doesn't. Yeah. It's still an unbelievable goal. Just because it hit his shin, and the contact is powerful.
Okay. So he's at what point does a scissor kick become an overhead kick? By the way.
Oh, you're asking the wrong man, Josh. I don't think I've done
because
one.
That's right. I don't mean from a. I'm commenting because I don't play. So I'm saying that scissor kick is kind of beyond horizontal and working. Then when you get to vertical, is overhead? Is that what?
No, see, I think overhead is. I think scissor is like a horizontal level, and anything above horizontal is an overhead. If what it's tough, that would an overhead. Yeah. You have to sort of, as if your foot is going over your head. Like,
is it more of a motion of the non-ball striking foot as well? There's a kind of a scissoring,
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. Is it are you looking at the non-ball striking foot to decide if it's overhead? Yeah, bloody hell. Because Paolo Di Canio did a scissor kick, didn't he? But he did a proper, like...
Yeah, that is very much...
That is a scissor kick.
That is a scissor kick. That is true scissor, because scissors, you know, scissors probably point down.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I don't think that's ever. If you look now, would you see any article describing that as a scissor kick?
No, that would be described as a volley. Just a pure volley, wouldn't it? The Canio's one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in a worm, are we, Josh? I think.
A scissored volley, maybe.
A scissored volley, yeah. I think that could be a scissored volley. Not that we're coming up with terminology, but we will patent that one. The scissored volley. I think.
Okay, but in terms of your favourites, it's powerful overhead kick.
To include what we're calling a scissor kick, I will clarify to an acrobatic athletic volley. They're my favourite Torpa goals.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I really like. So
there's just one point. See, I disagree with this because there's one point in the ball touches, one thing to go wrong, really. Well, maybe two. Pass to the person in the shot. That's it.
No, but it's... Yeah, but it's the... That's why they're so good, I think. Because... It's down to one thing. You've got to get it all exactly spot on. It has to, and yes, it could be lucky. It can be very lucky. Wayne Rooney's goal is a prime example of coming off his shin.
Yeah.
But.
Not getting a Puskás award for that, are you?
No, I mean, what a goal, though. Took a deflection, adjusted his body as he jumped. Lovely, lovely strike. Anyway, I think it is that element of that it could go so very wrong, and you've seen them go so very wrong for so many people, and how hard they're there to do. Because I know what your favourite sort of goal is. I mean, we had a whole, back in our younger days, we wrote a blog that we wrote before we could do these sorts of podcasts, and it was called the Maisie Dribble.
Yeah,
based on
because I love a Maisie Dribble. I love, there's so many points for this to go wrong. So not just a dribble. So I want dribble which is using skill to get around players. So Heung-min Son's got an award-winning goal, Puskás award-winning goal, and that's good, but it's not quite what I'm after, because that is pure
pace.
It's more unadulterated pace that I want. Neymar's goal is more in my wheelhouse. It's the dribble, it's the real kind of flair to get past players and leaving players looking absolutely embarrassed. But the bit where the joy comes at the end, if it ends in a chip over the goalkeeper,
so
with that chip going over line and hitting the net as well,
so
and if the goalkeeper is scrambling to get it then you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
So are you lot sort of looking at maybe something like Heung-min Son's run with a step over or a roulette turn or a Zidane turn or something with a Lionel Messi chip at the end of it?
Yeah, that's
what you're looking at for your perfect goal.
Kind of what I'm after, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that must exist somewhere.
But it also has to involve pace and power. I don't want a really slow dribble and kind of... I want it to be reasonably direct.
If you were on the judging panel of the Puskás Award, there'd be no winner ever, because it just doesn't meet all that criteria.
Why do I never get one that I like? It's quite specific. Yeah.
I mean, there is a goal attempt. There is a goal... type, let's call it, that we haven't touched on, and it doesn't feature in our best, most liked goals, let's call it, but coming to mind is Arsenal v Norwich, the pure one touch passing and finish. Like, how does that rank in your goal?
Yeah, no, that's good, that is really nice. Yeah
because
what goal always does the rounds is the Ruben Nistelrooy goal for Real Madrid,
right.
And it's kind of the Galacticos era. And they're pinging it around. Beckham pings it. Roberto Carlos does something. And it's just volleyed in by Ruben Nistelrooy. But it kind of gets intricate play, gets worked around. Yeah, I have a lot of time for a well-worked passing goal. Dependent on the finish, though.
Okay. So that Arsenal-Norwich one.
That Arsenal goal, yeah.
Lovely goal, right?
Little flicks. And yeah. Really nice.
Okay, nice. Because that is one of... I think it is an underappreciated goal. The passing, one-touch passing goal. Because... it doesn't have the instant impact of a bursting run or a great bit of skill or that blue turf.
It can also be quite simple.
Yeah.
Each interaction could be quite simple, can't it?
Yeah.
It could be a straightforward pass. But so least favourite goals, I'll go first. Your scorpion flicks your back heels, just like flicking it around the keeper. Nah, don't like it.
Why not a scorpion? Because that's quite athletic to do it, I think, again. Do you think it's too much? Too much
feels,
luck?
Too much luck. It's not a skill that is typically in play. It's therefore, it feels like anyone who tries it is just chancing it.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I'm trying to think of all the football that I've ever watched. How many people have ever seen go for a scorpion kick and miss it?
Exactly, it doesn't happen.
No, so surely that makes the goal even better, that when they do actually go it, they know they're going to connect with it.
How easy is that? It's got 100% success rate. It's just easy.
Okay, my worst type of goal. I'm not a fan of when an attacker, generally, just kicks it and outruns a defender. Like, I mean, the prime example that comes to mind was Gareth Bale down the wing, but that was so far back on the halfway line. That is impressive, right, to do that. And yeah, he ran so far wide. It's when you get like it's sort of like a one-on-one with the defender, and rather than trying to do anything fancy, it's just a punt and run, a kick and run, basically. And they know they've kicked it just far enough in front, the keeper's not going to get there first. And then it's just round the goalkeeper.
I like it because it's unadulterated pace. I want to see someone just burn past them. I don't mind that.
Said like a man who hasn't played online FIFA, because that is the biggest annoying thing when your defenders can't keep up with fast strikers. But it's, I don't know. Again, I think if it ended in a lovely chip, then yeah, it's going to look better. But
it's going to be a dink at that point on a Russian keeper.
It's going to be. I do love a dink. But yeah, I think that just no effort other than you can run really fast is. I find it annoying. I find it a bit annoying.
Okay, yeah. I get that. So we've talked around favourite goals, least favourite goals. But what about the best goal you can remember by someone who it doesn't really feel like it's in their wheelhouse? Like the worst player to score the best goal.
Oh my god, that's a great question. I think immediately that comes to mind, and not like it's not that he was a bad player, but he just shouldn't have been in the situation, was like John O'Shea's chip.
Is it left footed chip as well?
It's a left footed chip. Like, yeah, he runs down the left wing, I think, like to get into space, and then cuts in forward against Arsenal, and chips the goalkeeper.
Yeah, that is pretty ludicrous.
Very similar to Philippe Albert, who I've not heard anything before or after he scored the big chip against Peter Schmeichel for Newcastle.
Do you know what? I heard someone, I think it may have been Steve Howie, giving an interview about him, and apparently Philippe Albert was absolutely filthy in terms of his talk. He was such a rude, like, as in, like, crass. I think he was talking to Steve Howie's mum when they met after the game, and he's introduced, and he was making jokes about kind of sleeping with his mum, like, to her. It's like, Philippe, stop it.
He's probably had a night out in Newcastle, picked up some of the lingo and just said it directly to the people.
This is how we get women here, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is how we talk to women.
What about you? What comes to mind for you for worst player to score a great goal?
Spurs left backs, Timothy Atuba. He scored that guy, chopped in off his left foot onto his right foot, scored a curling effort against Newcastle. And also one of the best long range strikes I've ever seen, Eric Edman. So he's got to be best part of 40 yards out at Anfield and just hits it so well. And it hits the back corner of a net, probably like Pepe Reina in goal, maybe even I've been inside of Vestergaard years, but it just is catches everybody by surprise. And it's also reminded me of another goal at Anfield, Victor Wanyama, that goal probably about 5 years ago now. At Anfield, where he's on rushing to a ball that's dropped to the edge of the box, and it just swerves around everybody and goes in. Yeah,
nice. What about the beach ball situation, Darren? Was it Darren Bent? Darren Bent.
Yeah.
For Charlton? No.
Sunderland v Liverpool at Stadium of Light. Yeah.
Yeah. How does that rank in?
So
your...
That's not a great goal, is it? There's quite a lot of luck in that one. I'd say.
Yeah. What do you think should have happened in that moment?
The referee should have applied the rules of the game and not allowed the goal.
But why, rules state that it shouldn't have been allowed?
I think it says something like if it touches something from off, like the ball is impacted by something from outside the game or something like that.
That would make sense then, yeah. That would make sense. Shout out to Hal Robson-Kanu against Belgium. What a goal. Terrible player.
Great goal, yeah. And obviously not a terrible player, but it's like, I think everyone's like, where's that come from?
Yeah.
It was unexpected.
Can I give a shout out as well? People won't know this guy. Owen East, direct from a corner. Terrible player, great goal. That was in our 5-a-side, wasn't it? 5-6-a-side?
Direct from a corner. Who was it? It did it a few times. Like, was it Douglas Luiz or something was trying it for Aston Villa? who's the Macedonian who scored against England? David James. Was it David Seaman?
Yeah,
was it,
what was his
Artem
name?
Artem Sikiri?
Sikiri, yeah, Sikiri. I think it is Artem Sikiri, but Sikiri rings a bell. Yeah, direct from corner. But there you go, Owen. You got a shout out on the podcast for being a terrible footballer scoring a great goal. So.
So players get these awards. How much do you reckon it means to them? As a Puskás award, it might be. Well, I mean, there's been players who are very kind of all different walks of life, not necessarily just for top teams. Do you reckon it's for those probably something to cherish?
My immediate reaction is no. I don't think it's a bit. Bit like the Charity Shield, maybe. If you win it, then you celebrate it, and if you don't, you're like, well, it's only the Charity Shield, isn't it? It's like, it's only the, it's so many nominations for the Puskás Award that it's not in your favour to win it, sort of thing. I can't imagine it's a coveted trophy, let's call it. I can't imagine it's a coveted trophy. I think
if you're winning it as a, you know, somebody's not in the top flight and winning other things, I think you're like, yeah, I've done this, I've beaten out whoever and won it. So yeah, I think, but it's nice to have, isn't it, otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say no if they want to give me a push.
No, absolutely, yeah. Also, like, for example, Eric Lamela won it and we lost the game, and yeah, it's kind of like, oh, thanks.
Yeah.
But it was a great goal though, Rabona.
Is there a level that it says it goes down to? Like, if I recorded you scoring an absolute worldie in a full-size goal and it being an 11-a-side game, is that, can it be any amateur? Can imagine you putting on your little tux and bow tie and sitting next to Cristiano Ronaldo and then beating him in the Puskás Award. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, what is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not. Let's have a look.
Because Wikipedia doesn't say professional male or female player.
It doesn't, does it? No, it just says the award rewards the best goal during the period of, you know, July to July, inclusive regardless of championship, gender or nationality. But being a FIFA award, I think they're probably going to be favouring at least some form of standard level of football.
A FIFA registered competition or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially. Yeah, okay. Just something I thought of, yeah. Interesting.
I've got one final question. It's going to be a bit quick fire for you. We're going to go down Premier League clubs.
Oh, okay.
And you need to name me who you think for this coming season, which player from that club is most likely to be score a goal, which would be Puskás Award nominee.
Oh my God!
Standard.
Also going to test my knowledge of Luton Town footballers.
yes. We'll start with AFC Bournemouth.
AFC Bournemouth. I'll go with Dominic Solanke, overhead kick. Yeah, tall.
Oh, you're naming goal type.
No, because Dominic Solanke's not known for good goal scoring, like scoring great goals, I think, or good goal scoring, really. I think, his quite lanky style and legs, I think, yeah, a nice powerful overhead kick he could score. So Dominic Solanke.
And the legs. Okay, Arsenal.
Oh, lots of choices here. It's really tough because I still think they could do a sort of passing goal, which would just end with Jesus tapping it in or something. But I'll go a little bit out of the. I'll go Martinelli for a run, skill, dribble, chip. Yeah. Your sort of goal.
Yeah, I was going to go. If you're going about passing, I was going to get Odegaard just to finish it off. Edge, cut back to him, edge of the box, curls it in the bottom corner. Aston Villa.
Douglas Luiz, absolute thronker from long range.
Yeah. On Brentford.
Comes back from his ban, Ivan Toney. Yeah, an athletic scissor kick. Or overhead kick. Scissor kick. Athletic scissor kick. Oh, yeah. I am also naming types now. Yeah, for the player.
Okay. Yeah. Brighton.
Oh.
I'm going to go with some Kari Mitoma.
Yeah.
Just to do some dribble. Yeah. Because he had a lovely little goal against Liverpool in the FA Cup where he flicked it back and kicked it.
Yeah, Mitoma. Yeah.
This is going to test our knowledge. Burnley.
Trafford from his own goal area. Long ranger from his own goal
area. Hunting it long.
Yeah. I don't think I know enough Burnley players.
Okay. What's next? Chelsea.
Maduiki to, again, dribbling skill, all on his own, beats a couple of players, pings it, top corner.
Yeah, I'm going to go similar goal for Palace, Eberechi Eze.
Yeah.
Just slalom him through and curls it, you know, easy bottom corner.
Eze / Elise, they could both do it, so.
Yeah. Everton.
Dwight McNeil, probably a long ranger.
Yeah, he's not really got much to work there.
Yeah, he's still
he's got him. Maybe Dan Juma. Who have they got who's technically able? Maybe Iwobi could do something, I'd say. Maybe he could, you know, volley in.
From a bit of slice of luck, couldn't he? So.
Yeah. Fulham. Andreas Pereira.
Yeah.
Harry Wilson.
Ah, Andreas Pereira. Let's go exotic.
Liverpool. I've definitely got my pick for Liverpool.
Cody Gakpo, powerful dribbling run, nice finish.
I'm gonna really hammer his Hungarian name, Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai,
because he can just hit the ball so purely. It's gonna be a long range effort. He just hits it so nicely. Yeah, yeah, you've had time to prepare, Dave. Who's your Luton Town one?
Don't know, because I didn't do any research while I was too busy thinking about which clubs were coming up. Luton Town have signed a couple of people. Let me do some research.
Not enough, are they, in terms of
no
coping with the Premier League?
No, not nowhere near enough. Let's have a look then. And if I don't know any of these, I mean, I know Marvellous and Camber, who they've signed from Aston Villa, but he's a holding midfielder, so maybe not. Tahiti Chong will score a wonder goal for them. Ex-Man United, dribbly, coming off the right wing. Yeah, nice finish.
Man City.
Oh, I mean, there's so many to choose from, right? Haaland with some absolutely outrageous athletic volley.
I was going to go Phil Foden to finish off a lovely little passing move and just tucks it in.
Phil Foden to finish off a passing move with a dink over the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'll take that, yeah.
United.
It's tough. I'd either go Garnacho doing something incredibly special off the wing like that, or it would be a Bruno or Rashford just absolutely belting it from just outside the area, flying in the top corner sort of thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Newcastle?
Tonali, just for to give them some fun. Sandro Tonali from the edge of the box again. Absolute smasher.
Notts Forest.
Oh, Morgan Gibbs-White, talented player. It'll be a good dribbler with a lovely finish. His sort of goal, yeah.
Okay. Spurs. Oh no, Sheffield United. Sorry.
Ollie McBurney out of nowhere with an overhead kick. Yeah.
I'm gonna go for either long-range Sander Berg or Ndiaye. Just a nice little. He'd scored a lovely goal against Spurs. Spurs out of the cup last year.
Do you reckon a diving header from the edge of the box could be classed as a wonder goal?
I mean, we've had Van Persie in the World
That's
Cup.
That's what I was thinking. Something like that? Yeah. I could. Ollie McBurney scoring a lovely goal. Ollie McBurney scoring something like that.
Spurs. Two times winner.
Yeah. Son and Lamella.
Club.
Let's go.
Say who would not win it. Harry Kane is not.
No.
Doesn't score many to put on a list like this.
No. Kulusevski, I think, has got a nice run and then curled finish. Like beat a couple of players, cut inside, curled finish. Yeah.
James Maddison, I'd say, he's got a chance of doing something on this list.
Perisic.
Well, what's that
Perisic. He's got a shot in him. Perisic. No, I'm changing. Perisic. Yeah.
He scored one goal for us last year. But, was playing wing back in a Conte system.
So it only takes one goal, Josh, and if it's a wonder goal.
My dream would be Tanguy and Ndombele dribble. West Ham.
I really would
Paqueta,
love it.
Paqueta.
Yeah, but I would love it to be Scamacca, because I've got a bit of a loving with Scamacca.
Have you? Yeah, that's really going to be ferociously hit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think he hits a ball like I like it to be hit. So.
Yeah. Finally, a side I'm tipping to struggle next year.
Yeah.
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
I immediately think, who have they got that's a flair player? And I'm drawn to a man that struggled and I think went on loan to Anderlecht. Fabio Silva? He's still there, isn't he?
He's paid
a lot of money for him. I don't think they've sold him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they've sold him. Fabio Silva, I'm going to go with, if he's still there. Yeah, plays at Premier League club Wolverhampton.
He's still
there,
yeah.
There we go.
I would go for... So, I remember Matthias Cunha scored a really good goal when he was in Germany. Daniel Pedence has got a bit of talent. I want to see Pedro Neto go back to his best after his really bad injuries. I'd like to see him get back.
It would have been Ruben Neves, right, if they hadn't have sold him. Long Ranger.
Because he only scored.
Yeah, wonder goals.
Yeah. Cool. That is all we've got on the Pushcast Awards, unless you have anything more to add, David Nichols.
Well, we did say in the last episode that every episode would end with the other person asking a question to the host. So my question to you, Josh, is which Spurs defender do you think has the highest chance of winning the Pushcast Award?
A rogue shout, this is. It's actually a few. So Pedro Porro, probably realistically the most chance because he's a really good ball striker. But someone surprisingly good at kicking the ball, Eric Dyer.
Taking
a few free kicks in his time, a couple of long range efforts. Remember one against Man City, I think. But yeah, Eric Dyer would be real. That'd be a real nice end to that for him. Yeah. But that brings an end to this week's podcast. Thank you for listening. You can check us out on Twitter and on Instagram. But we'll be here next week with another question from Wikipedia.